Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is the Old Testament lesson centering on the words of verse 4. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Although with the high price of gasoline, fewer people will probably be taking a summer vacation, I still want to ask you the question this evening, what does it take to spoil a vacation? Sometimes it could be some disaster, some major thing happening along the way that would spoil your vacation. And sometimes it can be something very small, like an unkind word suddenly spoken. Don't allow anything like an unkind word to spoil your vacation, your summer, or any other relationship for that matter. We need to demonstrate love in our lives and not unkind words when we're under pressures. After a long day of driving, you become tired, impatient, especially if we can't find a motel. A detour has lengthened our route. There's no campsites, and everybody is on edge. This happens in our lives in various circumstances. In such times, we need not speak unkind words, but speak words of love. Don't let anything spoil your vacation, your summer, or your relationship with others. Love is something that is not short-lived. It goes on continually. In fact, love is eternal. In our text, God is complaining about his people. He is like a father wondering, what is he going to do with these people? The psalmist says that God's love extends to the highest heavens, his faithfulness to the clouds. But contrast that with the love of his people here. Their love is more like a cloud that drifts away, the morning dew that evaporates, a little fog that is gone when the sun shines through. They don't have the kind of love that God has for them. And as we look at that, often that's the problem in relationship in our lives too. We don't have that sustaining love that we need to have to carry on through various circumstances in life. A romance, courtship, marriage is full of joy and opportunity and blossoms. But then as time passes, it fades. The love seems to be gone. The birth of a new child brings excitement, anticipation to a couple. But then they soon find out it means restrictions on their life, lack of freedom, taking on new responsibilities, and that joy and that glow vanishes. Person begins a new job, full of enthusiasm, thinking they had the best job they could ever have. And pretty soon they find out they're working for a supervisor who is overbearing, and they lose the enthusiasm for that job, which seemed to have so much promise. And we can all find examples in our lives that start out that way, but changed over time. And so often what happens is, our love for others also vanishes. It doesn't hold, doesn't remain strong, and relationships crumble. We need a sense of loyalty and commitment that's based on faith, a deep trusting confidence in God. God never gives up on his people. We mustn't give up on him or on others around us. We need to have a confidence in him that he will see us through, those dark days, those stormy days, those difficult days, that love will sustain us, and we will continue to let love shine in our lives to those about us. God wants us to have lives filled with love. He desires love, he says. So often, we fail to have that love for him and for others. He calls us to rekindle that love in our lives and have a strong love for him and for others. A man came home one day with a new set of paints, an easel, and a canvas. He had watched an artist painting a beautiful picture, and he was convinced he could do the same as well. He set up his easel, put up the canvas, and began to put blotches of paint on the canvas, only to discover it didn't turn out at all like the artist. He was totally overwhelmed. He was so upset, he took the paints back to the store and complained, "They don't work." What he failed to realize was that the gift of painting was not in the paint. It was in the talent of the artist. And so in our lives, we complain about things and want to have what others have. We fail to realize the gifts are in the gifts that God has given to us. God gives us different gifts, different talents, and they are to be used in faith and love and service to him and to others. Love must continue in our lives. Don't allow love to go cold. Have that love remain strong. Love is also admitting mistakes, realizing when we have done things that were wrong. In the gospel lesson for this evening, we saw a great turnaround in the life of Matthew. Matthew seemingly had it made. He had a really good job collecting taxes. As people brought their wares into the city to sell, he could collect money from these to turn over to the government. Part he got to keep. And when he would find an unsuspecting merchant coming along, he would charge a little extra. And guess where that went? Right into his pocket. He was making good money. Everything was great in his life, he thought. Until Jesus stopped by and said, "Matthew, follow me." And Matthew gave up that great tax collecting job and became a disciple of Jesus. When he followed Jesus, he learned what love, faith, and forgiveness is all about. So much so that his home became a place for party with other tax collectors. It was a banquet hall for celebrating with his fellow workers because they came to hear the words of Jesus. He shared with them as well what his work on earth was about, how he came to be their Savior. Wasn't long the Pharisees got wind of what was going on at Matthew's house, and they stopped by to see what was all happening. And they saw Jesus inside, eating with these tax collectors and sinners, and they were upset. Why was he eating with them? Why was he, a supposed religious person, associating with cheaters, tax collectors, scoundrels? Jesus said he didn't come for those who are healthy, but those who are sick. The so-called healthy Pharisees had no need for Jesus. They thought their lives were just great. But those who realized their sinfulness, their sickness, were healed by Jesus. Those are the ones he came for. And he came for us to make us realize we need forgiveness. We need his help. We need his love. A woman boarded a very busy bus one day holding a heavy suitcase. And she stood there for some time when the bus driver finally turned around and said to her, "Ma'am, you can set that suitcase down. The bus will carry it for you." So often we carry with us sins we have not confessed, relationships that are broken, words we have said that have hurt others, things that we bear in our lives. And Jesus tells us, put them down. Put them on me. He calls us to lay them on him. Lay our sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. Lay all of our burdens on him and be assured of his forgiveness. We need to admit to ourselves, to others, to God, when we have sinned and have not loved as we should. And through that forgiveness, our love is strengthened. Because love means being forgiving. When Cy and Jill Miller published the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and they were asked for permission to have it copied, Jill said, it's not ours. We're only stewards of it. The words, the music belong to all. We are stewards, not just of material things. We're stewards of forgiveness, love, joy, goodness, peace, all those wonderful spiritual gifts that God wants us to have in our lives. We're stewards to use and manage them well, to live in that forgiveness. The way Abraham lived in faith toward God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. To live as faithful as Jesus was, in loving, loving to the end. He loved all people, even those who turned against him. He still reached out to them. He was filled with love even to the very end. Love for those who nailed him to the cross. To the fellow person who was crucified with him, to his mother, to care for her by John. His love is seen by his pain for us in giving us the forgiveness of our sins. Such great love he had for us that we can fill our lives with love from him. His love fills our hearts so that we can be people of love, who reach out and touch the lives of others, who never stop loving. Some years ago, the talk show host Larry King was hospitalized for major surgery. While he was in the hospital recovering, he received many cards and letters. But the one that touched him most was a Bible sent to him by Pete Maravich, former basketball player. With the Bible was a note. He said, Larry, I'm thankful that God has brought you healing from your surgery. And I pray that also, even though you may not recognize him, you will someday come to know him and know that he lives. A week later, Pete Maravich died. Larry King knew this basketball player as a truly caring Christian man. And that's what our lives should be like. Truly caring Christians who reach out in love to those around us. May God bless your summer vacation, your summertime travels, and your life in service to him. Amen.